It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
It's heading into the first anniversary of Barbados announcing it was becoming the first country to have a diplomatic presence on or in the metaverse. In addition to expanding its diplomatic presence globally at reduced costs, there would be marketing benefits for business, artists, and startups in the long run. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has in recent times been known for its volatile Soufriere volcano, which blanketed not only the idyllic Caribbean group of islands, but Barbados as well, with unhealthy and costly ash. Vincentian Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves and his government, however, has not allowed this calamity to push its cultural talents and business desires as far as the metaverse is concerned into the background. That island has just announced it is training 10,000 young people under a project backed by the funding of the Organization of American States and Meta. Meta is the branded name for Facebook. The 10,000 young people will be trained in augmented reality. This simply means they are being trained in the technical skills of creating virtual reality projects, which could be Vinci Mass or the talents of Vincentian artists, hopefully to make money for them and the country in a virtual world. This includes the world of the metaverse. Some of the leading singers and performers globally are already making virtual reality and money. There is the live concert or performance, and then there is the virtual performance to a global audience. Consider Dr. Anthony Carter, our own Mighty Gabby, performing Emerton with his strong vocal cords at a virtual global conference. Or maybe Red Plastic Bag with the inspiring Something Happening, and one of poets like the amazing Cindy or Dio the Poet or Stoning Cupid. Or maybe a Starcom Network gospel artist like Christo J. Paul. Something is definitely happening in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and it is not worth watching. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business thought-provoking and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.